This interview is taking place on the 6th of September 2016. The interviewer is Vivian Doyle and the interviewee is Pamela Meppam. Pam, what do you remember about your early days at the high school?
Do you mean the first day?
Well, if you remember it, yes.
I can remember can the first you? Day in 113. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can remember going from primary school for the induction day. And the thing I remember about that is there were so many big girls. Mm. They were all, because they would have been 18, I suppose 17, 18, the prefects.
Yeah.
So they were big girls.
Was your primary school mixed?
No.
No, it was you were used to all girls.
Yes, yes. Used to all girls. Yes. Mm. I don't think I'd have coped very well in a mixed secondary school, actually. Mm-hmm. No, I can remember the first day and being allocated an individual desk, which was new to me. Mm. Because we didn't have individual desks, we had sort of double desks at primary school. Mm. And we were given a pen, a yellow pen holder with a nib, and told that the first year we had to use pen and ink. We weren't to use biros. And we had a green rough book and different coloured hard covered books for the different subjects. And that was new because you had different teachers for the different subjects, which was interesting. And I remember Miss Cotton. I also remember Miss Adams being called Fanny. Mm. We used to call her Fanny Adams. A term of affection, I think. Mm. And Miss Cotton, she not only had a grey bun, she had a black velvet Alice band as well around her hair. Mm. Mm. That's what I remember. I don't remember much about 113, apart from that. High ceilings and tall windows and old building. Mm. Yes. Mm. Don't remember much else. Yeah.
Do you remember the actual teaching methods, how we were taught?
We were taught from the front of the class, mm. and we had to write it all down quickly in our rough books, and then we could copy it out. Perhaps for homework, we could copy it out in neat. Mm. Oh, and to give in work, I don't know whether this was later. We had sheets of paper to give in homework, I suppose, so that the teachers didn't have to carry piles of exercise. I don't remember. Maybe I've made that up. I just remember she... Anyway, writing it up was called writing in neat. Mm-hmm. And the work you did at home was called prep. It wasn't called homework. Mm-hmm. It was called prep.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't know what that meant. I suppose it meant preparation. Mm. Mm. Mm.
What other types of prep do you remember doing?
I remember not a lot. Learning French, perhaps.
Yes. French. Because we were tested, weren't we? You'd have to learn, you know, certain vocabulary.
Yes.
And things. And
yes, I could do that. Mm. I could do that. Mm. French.
And spellings? Didn't we learn lists of spellings?
I can't remember. Mm. Can't remember spellings. English. Compositions. They were called essays. They weren't called compositions anymore. They were called essays. Mm. No, don't remember anything else.
Do you remember the subjects of any essays?
No.
That you wrote? No.
No, nothing.
We were given the topic, weren't we, and had to write on it.
Probably. Mm. 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 I do remember reading The Country Child, Miss Duncan's. Yes. Yes. Not everybody liked it, but I thought it was a lovely book. Mm. Mm. I'd never have found that book by myself, I don't think. But then we didn't have many books, really, mm-hmm. in those post-war days, unless you went to the library.
We used the library, didn't we?
We did use the library.
Yes.
But they're not. They weren't like the books in libraries today. There were no nice covers. They were all bound, weren't they? Mm. And they all looked the same, boringly the same. So you couldn't choose a book by its cover. Mm. Mm.
Do you remember any seasonal things we did at school, like Christmas and Easter? Do you remember what we did?
I remember the guild I remember we had to make things for the guild. I knitted a scarf to be given to, I don't know who they were given to, disadvantaged children, I suppose. Or you could dress a doll. And somebody came with a beautiful doll, I think it was Helen Howell. And she came with this beautifully dressed doll in green velvet with sort of trimming. And mine wasn't anything like that. But, I don't know. What else?
Did we do much in the way of handicrafts? No. I don't remember working with our hands very much.
We did in the fourth year because we opted not to do something and we did pewter work.
Did you?
We did pewter work and we did some clay work. I still got a little Buddha I made in the fourth year.
Yeah.
And I think I've still got a little brooch I made in pewter. And we liked to do that. And then we persuaded Miss Taylor, R.A., that we could do O-level art because it was an easy option.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we all did O-level art, didn't we? Yes, you did it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah.
Yes.
Did you do any pottery?
Yes, we did. We did do this, a thumb pot and a little statue. Nobody else seems to remember that, but I've still got the statue, so I could prove it. But we didn't do it. It wasn't really encouraged.
Mm.
And we did. We had needlework lessons in the first year, and we had to make an apron to use in the domestic science lessons, which we might be getting in the second year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yellow apron, and you, Vivian, persuaded the teacher that you could read to us while we were sewing.
Really?
And that's how I found out about Molesworth. You used to bring your young Elizabethan.
Really?
And you used to read Molesworth.
Gosh, I don't remember that.
Out of that. And Jennings. You used to bring Jennings. And we used to sit in the needlework room and listen to you read.
That
I don't know whether you got
getting,
any. I don't know.
Getting out of needlework.
I don't know how much needlework you got done.
It's a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we did do a bit of domestic science. But I don't think the domestic science teacher liked the girls really very much.
I don't remember doing much cookery or anything.
Just I think we could do it as optional on a Friday afternoon at some point.
Yeah.
She was horrible. She was very scathing. But I think she felt that she was low down in the pecking order of teachers because not a lot of emphasis was placed on that sort of thing.
No, it wasn't.
So I don't think I enjoyed the domestic science. The art we did, it was somewhere to go to chat to your friends while you were doing a bit of drawing.
Mm.
We weren't given any instruction.
No.
We weren't given any... we weren't told about the artists or anything they could have done.
Mm.
But music, we were introduced to a lot of music. And we did listen to Don Giovanni, which in, I thought later years that was a bit risque, really, for, I don't know, 13-year-olds at that time. But it gave me a love of Mozart. We had scores. We had to follow the score as the record was playing. And I did love that. Also... Fingal's Cave has been spoiled forever for me because Miss Hunt said that you could always tell when Fingal's Cave was playing because you could sing How Lovely the Sea Is to the theme. Right. So that's what I always remember. How lovely the sea is.
Yeah, yeah. Remember
yes,
that.
It spoiled it a little bit for me.
Yes. But we used to go to concerts outside school as well, didn't we? We went to the proms.
We did. We did go to the proms. Yes. We had the tickets for the first night. And we went to a lot of Bach in local churches.
Yes.
Somebody's brother would get us tickets. That's Matthew right. Passion, John's Passion.
Yes. It did spark off interest in various cultural directions, didn't it?
Yes,
but
it did.
We took up on our own as a group of girls. Yes.
I was quite happy at school, really. I didn't feel under any pressure from my home,
mm-hmm.
because my parents didn't really know what I was doing.
Did they show interest? Did you talk to them about it?
No, not really. They just let me get on with it, they thought.
Two different worlds, really,
yes.
before you then.
Yes, it was, really. Mm. Yes. But they facilitated. You know, I could go in the other room to do my homework. Yes. Because a lot of homework, prep. Mm.
mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any great pressure at home to do well. So I didn't really bother much.
And do you remember our school uniform?
Yes. Mm. And that I thought that was quite enlightened, really, because we didn't have to have special school uniform from a special school outfitters. It was any old navy skirt or and white blouse. You did have to have a special tie, and you did have to have a special blazer because it had the badge incorporated, but it could be any old Mac or in fact that was a bit of a, because we didn't have a great deal of money, we had to go around looking for the cheapest white blouses in C&A, but that was alright, it didn't matter. Nobody wanted you to get I think you had to have Airtex shirts, didn't you? We did have to have special Airtex shirts.
We had the gym stuff, didn't we?
That was,
well.
Yes. That
games,
was,
things, yes.
That was mandatory. But I think people came in lots of different sorts of science overalls, because mine was a bright lime green, and some people had blue, and some people had dark green. But I didn't grow much when I was at school, so I had the same Mac. And the same blazer. I just had new blouses and skirts.
And some hats, of course.
Hat. Oh, yes, the hat was a uniform. And that was a very distinctive hat with a white hat band and the green badge. Velour or felt hats in the winter and then Panama hat in the summer. But mine did spend a lot of time screwed up in my bag because as soon as I got on the bus, I took it off. I was the only person that went to that school on my bus, so I could do that. There were a lot of girls who went off in green buses down to the green belt, and they couldn't get away with that, but I could, because nobody where I lived would report me for eating a sweet in the road, like some people. The summer dresses, you had a bit of a choice as well, but I think you had to make them. I think you could buy them, but I think my mother made mine, a blue one. And when we got to the sixth form, we could. There was a choice of materials for our summer dress, but we could have any style, which was quite nice. I had a pink one. Only one. I must have washed it out, I suppose. Anyway, it was only the summer term of the 2 years in the sixth form. I think the important thing to me about school was going to see my friends, actually. That was what was most important.
We were quite a close-knit bunch, really, weren't we? We did a lot of things outside school, and we went camping and on holiday together.
Yes,
and all
we
sorts.
Did.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Subjects I like. I did like, the one subject that I really liked was biology. And I was interested in that. And I would love to have done that for A-level, but they didn't offer it at A-level. You had to do botany and zoology, but they would only let you do botany and zoology if you'd done physics and chemistry at O-level. But since I'd done biology at O-level, I couldn't do botany and zoology at A-level. So that option was closed for me, and I ended up doing English and history, which weren't my favourite subjects, and I would have been happier doing something I'd liked.
So what did you do when you left school?
I went nursing, which was completely different. I think the education I'd had at the high school gave me the confidence to do all the academic work involved in nursing, but I had no idea about the practical aspects. I mean, I was more frightened doing nursing than I was ever at school. Because I just felt that, you know, even making a bed was difficult.
You had to do it in a certain way, actually, didn't you?
Yes.
Giving injections and all that kind of
stuff. That's right, yes. Mm. So that was more traumatic than any of the academic stuff, which a lot of the girls that I actually trained with, it was the reverse.
Really?
They found the academic stuff hard, but they were quite happy to, give injections, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So looking back, what do you think were the plus side of the high school?
My mates. My friends.
Making friends.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, I think so. And it did give me confidence in academic things, I suppose. I haven't been fazed by anything since. Mm. I've always thought, I'll be able to do that. Because I could do exams at school.
Yes.
I never worked particularly hard. Just enough to get by, really.
Mm.
There you are.
Thank you, Pam.